radio. I'm thirsty. This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
This is God's Spoken Word with Prophet Johnson Lee Simpson, Jr. and Sister Luella Simpson of Alexandria, Louisiana. And now, today's broadcast.
Praise Lord, praise Lord, praise Lord, praise Lord out there in radio land. This is Johnson Lee and Luella Simpson coming to you on the behalf of the Lord Jesus Christ all the way from Alexandria, Louisiana. Pray, baby, pray.
Lord, we thank you for another day that the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Uh-huh. Thank you for this day. Bless all the sick, shed in, nursing home, hospital, carrying from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. We speak healing in the name of Jesus. All the backsliders, the drug addicts, the prostitutes,
yes.
All them are mine to be saved.
Yes.
All our children, grandchildren, great-grand, loved one, all are mine to be saved.
Yes,
all
yes.
The saints,
pray, God, pray.
Hey, amen. We crying out for soul one by one, name
Jesus.
By name. Don't let them rest. Don't let them get no peace till they come to you in Jesus' name. Thank God for my husband, Jesus.
And thank God for my wife, praise Lord, my faithful, holy, sanctified, my wife, my companion, my running buddy, my friend. Hallelujah. And everything that I need, I thank God for. All right, the message is, this morning is, do you have the Holy Ghost? I said, do you have the Holy Ghost? I didn't ask you what church you belong to. I didn't ask you, have you shook the preacher's hand? I didn't ask you, have you joined church and came through the Christian experience? I didn't ask you, have you been led the sinner's prayer? I didn't ask you, do you got joy? Do you got joy? I didn't ask you, do you run and join and jump and dance? I didn't ask you, do you preach? But I'm asking you, do you have the Holy Ghost? Oh, thank you, Jesus. So many out there, they preach them, and they sing in Luella, and they teach in Bible class, and they teach in Sunday school, but they don't have the Holy Ghost. Why, preacher? Because they don't live right. They don't dress right. They don't act right. They don't love right. They don't even think right. Good God, about do you have the Holy Ghost in the 19th chapter? Of Acts, from the first verse on down to about the seventh verse, Paul came to Ephesus and found certain disciples, which were about 12 men, and he asked them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? They said they didn't know what the Holy Ghost was. Good God Almighty. Then he asked them, this is why baptism is so important, y'all. Y'all better read it. This is why baptism is so important. Paul asked them, well, how was you baptized? They said, under John baptism. Good God Almighty. Then Paul broke it down and said, John baptism was just for repenting. Good God Almighty. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And when they heard him, they were baptized in the name of Jesus. And when Paul laid hands on them, right there in 19th chapter Acts, they were filled with the Holy Ghost and spoke in tongues. Good God Almighty. Have you received the Holy Ghost? Hallelujah. Have you spoke in tongues? Have you been baptized in Jesus' name? Is your name written in the book of life? Good God Almighty, do you have the Holy Ghost? I found out the greatest He that's in you, that He's in the world. I found out the Holy Ghost is the Spirit of Jesus Christ dwelling on the inside. Jesus told His disciple, I'm with you now, but later on, I'm going to be in you, and I'm going to walk in you, and I'm going to talk in you. You shall be my people. I'm going to be your God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Back in the Bible day, Moses and Joshua. Thank you, and Abraham. Hallelujah. And Ezekiel and Isaiah. Hallelujah. And Jeremiah. The Holy Ghost came upon them, but it wasn't in them. Thank you, Jesus. But when Jesus Christ died on the cross, good God, when Jesus died on the cross, and he said, it is finished. Thank you, Jesus. He gave up the ghost, y'all. I said, he gave up the ghost for me and you. He died. He ain't going to die no more. He died. Amen. He became sin and hung up on that cross. Good God, he took all our sin to the cross. Don't lie and say you ain't sin, because the Bible said all that sin comes short of the glory of God. We all sin. We were born in sin, said Isaiah, and set in iniquity. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, but he died. Oh, good God Almighty, thank good. He died that we may have a right to the tree of life. That's why I'm asking, do you have the Holy Ghost? Well, thank you, Jesus. If you have the spoken tongue, sisters and brother, you don't have the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. If you can't love, you can't have the, don't have the Holy Ghost. Because God is love. And Jesus, let me give you a revelation. Jesus is no more than the word of God. God spoke the word. Good God Almighty, thank good. I said, God spoke the word, and the word went out in a virgin Mary. Oh, good God Almighty. And she born a man child, and they called him Jesus, and he came to take away our sin. If you're in sin, shot now. If you're lying and ho-hopping, if you're in homosexual, and if you're in adultery, if you're in lesbian, Jesus can save you. Jesus is a habit breaker. Jesus is a healer. Jesus is a deliverer. Good God Almighty. But you got to have the Holy Ghost. You got to be inside of you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Shot tot now. No wonder that scripture said, any man, good God Almighty, in Christ, he a new creature. Oh, thank you. Oh, good God Almighty. Shot tot now. He cut not a boat shot now. Oh, thank you. Oh, my, she come up on. Oh, I feel good up in here. Oh, thank you. Have passed away. That's why somebody said years ago, I looked at my hand. They looked new. I looked at my feet, and they did too. When you got the Holy Ghost, it'll bridle that tongue. When you got the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, it'll guide them eyes. So your eyes don't look the wrong way, brothers. Good God. I know the women walk around half naked, but you ain't got to gaze at them. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, do you have? Do you have the Holy Ghost? Hit it, baby, hit it.
Holy Ghost. It's time to get baptized in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy Ghost, evident speaking in tongues.
Yes.
Walk holy, talk holy. Jesus said, be holy. He's the Holy God.
Yes.
Tell my people I'm coming. Tell them to take on my name, get baptized in my name. He died for you, waiting with his arms wide open. Say, come, my people. He loves you. We love you. We crying out for your soul.
Uh-huh.
Come on, get saved. That's not hard. That's the best thing.
Say, God, say.
I got saved, baptized in Jesus' name, and I'm running for my life, and I ain't got tired. I'm going to keep on running till Jesus comes, because I love him. I love him.
Yes.
Women, time to stop cutting your hair. Take off that lipstick. Take off that makeup.
Jesus.
Stop dyeing your hair. Take all those paintings. Cover up yourself. Cover up your bosom.
Yes, Lord.
Cover up your feet. Mm-hmm. Look like a holy woman of God. God said, be holy. I'm talking to the women. It's time to be holy.
Yes, Lord.
When you praying or preaching with your head, you have your head covered.
Yes, Lord.
By the time you even go somewhere, I always have my head covered. Because we always going to end up praying for somebody. Because I love that man named Jesus, and I won't take it back. He's been good to me down through the years, and I'm going to praise him every chance I get. I thank him for my hope. God, to keep on blessing us over and over again. Thank him for all your many blessings.
Uh-huh.
How he blessed our ministers in a special way.
Yes.
I can't thank him enough. I can't praise him enough.
Yes.
God has been good to me. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord, woo, glory. Hallelujah. Do you have the Holy Ghost? Hallelujah. Let me serve notice on you out there. Don't die without the Holy Ghost. They die every day. They die by gunshot. They die on drugs. They die by suicide. Husband killing wife. Wife killing good boyfriend and girlfriend. The children killing the parents. Parents killing their children. They die in an accident. Car getting caught on fire. They die in the storm, in the tornado. Jesus is sending wrath up on this earth because he's angry with the wicked every day. Shout out now, do you have the Holy Ghost? That's why the preacher can't preach right. They don't have the Holy Ghost. That's why the preacher can't keep the eyes off these sisters. He don't have the Holy Ghost because they have to have if they had the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost would train them eyes. That's why Jesus said, hallelujah, the light of the body is the eye. You better watch what you're looking at. Thank Amen. You, Jesus. If that eye Amen. Evil, the whole body is evil. Good God Almighty, do you have the Holy Ghost? It'll keep you. It'll lead you and guide you. Jesus told his disciple in the 24th chapter of St. Luke, hallelujah, go and tarry to Jerusalem. Thank you, Jesus, till you be endowed with power on high. Oh, I know the preacher don't preach this no more, but go, tarry to Jerusalem. Because Jesus was saying in so many words, while I was with y'all, I cast out the devil. Hallelujah. I healed the sick. I raised the dead. I healed all different kinds of manners of disease. Hallelujah. I made the dumb talk. I made the blind eyes see. Hallelujah. I mean, open up the deaf ear. Hallelujah. But now you're going to have the power. But I got to send you back a cover now. You can't do it right now. I got to go. I done did my job. What shot now? Ain't that thing beautiful? Can't you see the picture? Jesus saying, I done did my job now. But I got to go back to my rightful place. I got to go back and rule the earth. Thank you, Jesus. So that word was coming back. Come back on the throne, which is God. And that's why he told him to go to Jerusalem. And they went there. Hallelujah. Shot taught now. And Acts, it picked it up in 2 seconds chapter. Acts, when they were there, 115. And the Bible said, hallelujah, they was on one accord. They went together. They wasn't fussing. They wasn't arguing. They wasn't bickering. Good God Almighty. They wasn't jealous of each other. They were waiting. Shot taught now on the Holy Ghost. And he came as a rushing. Good God Almighty, as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the house just like fire, just like fire. I shot now, and he spoke. Good God Almighty, oh, thank you. In time, do you have the Holy Ghost? Don't die. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, Jesus don't own you. Romans 8:9 says, but ye are not in the flesh, see that? But in the spirit. If so be that the spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the spirit, he not a his. You ain't got the Holy Ghost. You ain't none here. Sir. That's why you got to have it. Thank you, Jesus. So what, preacher? I'm saying, if you ain't got the Holy Ghost, Jesus don't own you. Ain't that saying for a parent to tell the child, I don't own you? Thank you, Jesus. So y'all out here running and shucking and jiving, going through the motions, playing church, in and out, dipping and dabbing, going anywhere you want to. Well, shut now. Going to all these world events in the place you ain't got no business. Drinking thing you ain't got to been drinking. Smoking thing that you ain't got to been smoking. But if you had the Holy Ghost, he'll lead you. He'll guide you. He'll teach you. Shot tot now. Shao cut now. He cut down about shot. And why he told him, I shot now. Father, peace with all means. With holiness, without no man shall see the Lord. Without the Holy Ghost, you can't go to heaven. And if you don't go to heaven, you're going to hell. But the Bible said that same spirit, good God Almighty, that quickened Jesus Christ and raised him from the dead, also quicken your mortal body. Well, brothers, if you had the Holy Ghost, you wouldn't walk around with your shorts on. I'm talking about brothers. Oh, brothers, if you had the Holy Ghost, man, I tell you what, I was looking at the men today, yesterday, and the enemy, they made a freak out of me. Men walking around with plants all on their head. Blessed all over. Oh, good God, man. Looking like something. Why? Thank you, Jesus. I bet if you had the Holy Ghost, brother, he'll clean you up. You'll shave yourself. Good God, man. You put your clothes on right. You straighten up. Like my mom used to say, you straighten up and fly right. Do you have the Holy Ghost? Oh, thank you, Jesus. He'll lead you. You can't get along without it. You need him every day, every hour. Do you have the Holy Ghost? Shout out so you can lay hands on the sick. They will recover. If you got the Holy Ghost, you got to live then. For Bible says, I shot now. God from heaven, God going to come from heaven with a mighty shout with the bars of the angel and the dead in Christ. Good God, am I going to rise first? If you die with the Holy Ghost, you're going to raise first. If you die without the Holy Ghost, you can't go back with him. Thank you, Jesus. That's why it's so important to have the Holy Ghost. Do you have the Holy Ghost? Is your name written in the book of life? Do you have the Holy Ghost? Do you love the Lord with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, all your strength? Hallelujah. Do you have the Holy Ghost? Thank you, Jesus. The Holy Ghost, thank you, Jesus, will make you act right. It'll make you talk right. It'll lead you and guide you to all the truth. Do you have the Holy Ghost? Oh, y'all better come on get it. Y'all better come on get it. He calling. Y'all better come on get it. They hung up and they scared about the wall. Been walled ever since been the world. That ain't nothing new. I shot now. Walls and rooms are raw. Jesus, he said, walls and rooms are raw. Hallelujah. And also, Jesus said in the 24th chapter, hallelujah. He also said in the 24th chapter of Matthew, men's hearts fail because of fear.